Morning Focus here with you on till 12 o'clock. Brian Custy's confident tonight. Ireland will win 3-1. James McLean to score. Well, he says twice. I'm sure he means twice. But I mean, he could, if there was a H missing, then he could be suggesting that James McLean will get a hat trick. Either way, let's hope that I can come back tomorrow and say that Brian was completely right with his prediction on that one. You can let us know your thoughts at home. You can also send in your questions if you've got financial queries. Get them into us now.
Financial Solutions on Clare FM is brought to you by Kerry Corbett, your local finance experts.
Tommy Corbett from Kerry Corbett Financial Solutions and Ross Levin in Ennis. Good morning to you.
Morning, Gavin.
Thanks very much for joining us this morning. We're talking about serious illness cover today, which, like that brand of varnish, I imagine, is kind of what it is in the tin. If I get very sick, then this is my insurance to help me out financially.
Yeah, basically, I suppose from a central bank's point of view, it's termed specified illness cover now. So basically, it's the illnesses that are specified on your policy are what you're covered for. So yeah, it's mainly it's serious illness or critical illness was another name for it in the past. Yeah, so that's basically what we're talking about this morning.
The term specified illness, I realise we're only talking about language and it's probably the same anyway, but I'm slightly more alarmed by that in that I cover myself for illnesses A, B and C, but I get D. And then my insurance isn't worth anything.
Yeah,
is that the case?
It can be. I suppose what you'll find is about 65 to 70% of all illnesses, or sorry, of all claims, are made for four different illnesses, and they are cancer, heart attack, heart operations, and stroke. Mm. So those are the big four, and all, well, generally all specified illness policies will cover those four. Now, in general, what you'll find is with the main companies that are out there, anything between 60 to 80 different illnesses are covered. And they're always in competition with each other. So, for instance, what you'll be covered for today, if you were to take out a policy, will be completely different to what you'll have been covered for 10 years ago.
Okay.
There will be a lot more illnesses added. But the other thing that you need to be very careful of is that there are some illnesses that you were covered for 10 years ago that you would not be covered for today. For instance, the likes of prostate cancer, maybe stage one prostate cancer, is basically curable now. So therefore, it's not a serious illness or it's generally not covered under a specified illness policy today. Whereas you may have a policy going back 10 or 15 years ago and you may be covered for it.
Okay.
So just those are things you need to be wary of, I suppose, if you're reviewing or if you have serious illness or specified illness cover in place and you're thinking about upgrading, etc. So you just need to be careful as to what you do.
Neither of us are doctors, so I don't want to get into which illnesses are covered and which aren't. And again, that'll be policy specific, but you have highlighted the need to go through the small print, which we should always do, I know, but certainly in terms of this.
You should, and talk to your advisor. You know, most advisors will have come across the different types of specified illness policies that are on the market, who's providing the most comprehensive cover, what's not covered, that kind of stuff. So, you know, you'll get your policy booklet out. If you want bedtime reading, absolutely go ahead and read it. You'll bore yourself to tears. But I would say talk to your advisor and he or she will explain the different types of illness that are covered and the main ones. Like, what you'll find is the more obscure ones that are covered by one company will be covered under a different definition by another company in general.
So there isn't, or is there, an insurance which says that if Gavin Grace, the policyholder, has to take 3 months off work, he's covered? Or is there, or does that, is that there?
That's slightly different. So you have specified illness and then you have income protection. So for instance, income protection covers you if you're out of work due to accident or illness, if you're unable to work due to accident or illness, and that will have what's called a deferred period. So it will not cover you for a certain period of time. So maybe it could be anything from the first 4 weeks up to the first 52 weeks. And you might ask, why would I not want to be covered in the first 52 weeks? Well, certain jobs may pay you maybe half pay or full pay for the first 52 weeks, and therefore you want your income protection to kick in maybe after the 52 weeks or after the 6 months, depending on your circumstances. So income protection covers your income. Specified illness cover pays out a lump sum in the event of you getting an illness that is on your policy.
Okay.
And as I said, the four or five main big ones are the likes of the cancers, the heart attacks, the heart operations.
So I was going to ask you, what's the advantage of the specified illness cover? You're getting paid differently and bigger payouts,
yeah,
potentially
bigger payouts. So for instance, with specified illness cover, if you were on, for instance, whatever salary you're on, you can cover up to 75% of the salary, less social welfare benefit. So for instance, you're on 40,000 a year, 75% of that is 30, less whatever you'd get on social welfare, maybe in around 10. So therefore, you can cover up to 20,000 in income protection. And that will pay out until such time as you go back to work or you reach retirement age. So the potential for a bigger payout is there on income protection. However, the deferred period may be an obstruction to you taking it out. And also, it's very occupation specific. So certain occupations will not be able to get income protection. Certain occupations will be rated higher than others, so it can become expensive. The other advantage with income protection is that you get tax relief with it. You don't get it with specified illness cover.
So if you get a payout under specified illness cover, the tax man takes his slice.
Exactly, yeah. So you get the tax relief on the way in, on the premiums, and it's also forms part of your income. So again, you will be taxed at your 20% to 40%, depending on what the payout is.
Is specified illness cover expensive?
It can be. So again, how long is a piece of string? Mm-hmm. So it depends on how much, obviously it depends on a number of variables, what age you are, how long you're going to take it out for, and obviously how much you're going to take out. And one big factor is your smoking status. So if you're a smoker, it's about double the price as if you're a non-smoker. So it can be, but you know, you can pay anything from €20 a month up for specified illness cover.
So, but obviously then that has a knock-on impact in terms of what you would get if you got sick, of course.
Yeah, exactly, so. Exactly. So obviously it's all down to affordability, and it's all down to, I suppose, financial circumstances. And you need to really look at your own financial circumstances. Are you paid from work if you're out sick? How long will you be paid for? How long will you be paid for full pay, maybe half pay then for the next 3 months, etc. So really you should be talking to people or talking to your advisor, find out and let him kind of give you the advice in relation to whether it's better to take out a specified illness policy or an income protection policy. Obviously, the best thing would be to have both, but again, that's not necessarily affordable for him.
Yeah, of course. And actually, that brings me on to something else I wanted to ask you, because insurance is about risk. You know, what are the chances that this will happen, and insuring against it if it does? And there will be people listening to this who may feel that they're in rude health. You know, they might be a young adult, somebody in their 30s or thereabouts. The probability of them getting sick is surely very low. This, they may feel, is not for them.
Yeah, that's funny. I actually did a couple of calculators last night. There's a very good calculator on, if you want to look it up, on Friends First on their website. It's a risk calculator. So I just looked at a 45-year-old couple, both 45, both non-smokers. They have a greater than 50% chance of either missing at least a month from work, getting a serious illness, or dying before they reach retirement age at 68. If one of them is a smoker, they have a 90% chance of one of those things happening. So if we peg it back to just the specified illness or the serious illness part, 45-year-old couple, both non-smokers, have a 30% chance of one of them getting a serious illness before they reach retirement age. So there is the, you know, that kind of spells it out in black and white as to what the probability is. If one of them is a smoker, it's around 50% of it, 50% chance of one of them getting a serious illness. So I suppose the question that our listeners need to ask themselves is what am I willing to sacrifice if I'm unable to work due to illness or accident? Mm. And if they're happy enough to sacrifice family holidays or children's education, their mortgage possibly, then that's fine. If they're not, they really do need to look at it and look to see about taking out a policy.
So is it fair to say that in general terms you're a fan of this?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We, I suppose, we have seen payouts, quite a number of them over the last number of years. Obviously, we're longer in business, so the longer you're in business,
sure,
the more payouts
you're
going to see. And we've seen couples being able to hold on to their homes because of payouts on specified illness. We've seen people being unable to work due to long-term illness, and at least they're not missing out, or their children, I suppose, are not missing out on the benefits of having an income coming in.
Okay, and we've heard some of those stories in the public domain as well. How do you know which one then is for you? Not necessarily going back over old ground with regards to the various illnesses that are covered, but I'm sure there are a myriad of different options.
There are. Well, each company has their own specified illness policy. In general, most of them are the same. So what you're really looking for is you're looking for value for money. Now, does it mean that you go for the cheapest one? Not necessarily. You will obviously look at the company that's covering the most illnesses. After that, then you will look and see what what kind of price you're paying versus the cheapest, you know. And a lot of them will actually match the cheapest that are on the market. So there's a lot of competition out there. I suppose what you should be doing is talking to someone that's independent, that has access to all the different companies that are providing specified linens cover on the Irish market, and also providing, there are a number of companies providing income protection on the Irish market, and talk to him or her, and he will put you in the right direction.
Okay. Does specified illness cover accidents?
Not necessarily. Okay, so you can have an accident benefit as part of a specified illness cover policy, but generally speaking, it doesn't. It's serious illness. It can cover what's called total and permanent disability. So, for instance, if you were to lose a leg, that kind of stuff. But if it's, for instance, if you fall off a ladder and you break your leg, it's not a specified illness. It's not It's not covered under the specified illness.
Just something for people to bear in mind, depending on their occupation, that's obviously an important one.
Absolutely.
That would be an obvious gap that people would want to cover if they were going
absolutely.
To go to
or
that
or people that may be involved in sports. So they might be playing football or hurling or rugby. They could be self-employed. They may need to look at what happens if they break their leg out playing rugby or, you know, falling or whatever, you know. So they're all things that can be included in a specified illness policy. But again, it's those are the types of intricacies that you really need to talk to someone about.
And somebody whose story backs up some of what we're talking about, a texter this morning. I was in my late 20s when I got diagnosed with cancer and I had specified illness cover. It paid out a lump sum. Is it possible, though, this person asks, for them to get cover again?
Possibly. It depends. Generally speaking, and again, this is a very broad generalisation. Sure. Generally speaking, where cancer is involved, you need to be in remission for 5 years, and it then depends on the type of cancer, depends obviously on family history, all that kind of thing. So basically what would happen there is what we would tend to do is maybe apply to a number of different companies and see what their underwriting process brings back. You know, they may get declined. Three or four things may happen. They could get declined. They may get cover, but have an exclusion on it. So an exclusion for a certain type of cancer. Or they may get covered, but have an extra premium to pay.
So it's possible, basically.
It is possible, and we have done it. We have done it in the past, yeah.
And you're basically, just finally then, Tommy, your message this morning is that certainly sounds like this is something you would encourage people to consider.
Oh, absolutely. I suppose we all know of friends, of family, relations that have suffered, you know, specified illnesses, heart attacks, cancer, one of these things, you know, MS is another big one. What I would suggest, you know, all you need to do is think of the ages that they have suffered them at, and how could we cope if one of us, you know, if something happened to one of us.
Tommy Corbett from Kerry Corbett Financial Solutions in Ennis, thanks very much for joining us in the program this morning.
Financial Solutions on Clare FM is brought to you by Kerry Corbett, your local finance experts.
More to come. You're listening to Morning Focus here on Clare FM.
Clare FM's Morning Focus.
In association with Frank Hogan, Mercedes-Benz Limerick. Serving Clare and the Midwest. Your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit frankhogan.ie for exceptional offers.